Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
There's a new report published this morning which casts doubt on the claim that private landlords have been leaving the rental market in large numbers, with statistics suggesting that the number of registered private landlords has in fact increased in the year to March. The report from the Residential Tenancies Board also shows some interesting things about the other end of the market. But let's focus on this one for the moment. I'm joined on the line now by Senator John Cummins, Fine Gael spokesperson on housing, and Mary Conway, chairperson of the Irish Property Owners Association. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
And also by Barra Rowentree, Director of the MSc in Economic Policy at Trinity College in Dublin. Barra, can I turn to you first to get the facts of this report? What does it say to contradict this widely held view that landlords, private landlords, smaller ones, have been fleeing the market in their droves?
Sure. So that's something that we're hearing a lot in the run-up to last year's budget. That, you know, there's this exodus of small landlords from the market. Some of, you know, there was lots of questions about that at the time. It was highlighted at the time by both the body that produced the data that was relied on, the Residential Tenancy Board, and others, that those, that was a bit of a misinterpretation of the figures, because what we were in a situation, what it was kind of based on was, well, how many landlords have registered with the RTB? And you weren't required to register annually with the RTB until very recently. And so what's come out today then is RTB have kind of, since landlords are now required to register annually, they've gone back and said, well, what does the picture look like now with this better data? They've also gone off and they've done some kind of verification checks using other sources of data as well. And what the picture that comes back is that rather than this large-scale exodus of landlords in the market, which what we're being told was happened by some politicians and interest groups last year, but what we actually find out is happening is that the number of landlords has been increasing continuously over the period that the new data is available. It doesn't go back to cover, you know,
sorry,
last
now,
year
Barry, before. Let's just be specific about this. The number of small, private, one and two property-owning landlords has been increasing.
Yeah, and again, that, and that is a very different from the picture we're being told that was the case in run to the budget. And I think something that's particularly worth bearing in mind from that was that those figures, which again, people at the time pointed out were a bit of a misreading of the statistics because of the limitations of the data that were available at that point, those statistics were used to argue for a tax cut for landlords.
And remind us, what did they get in that tax cut?
So what they got was essentially a tax cut that's going to rise over the next 2 years. So initially, you know, it's going to essentially reduce the amount of tax that people pay on rental income when they report it on kind of their tax return. It's going to reduce this, you know, by initially by kind of 800 or rising to 1,000 a year in the next year or two. And that has a cost of about 50 million a year. And going to rise a little bit over time. And again, the basis for this tax cut was, well, oh, there's this large-scale exodus of landlords, we need to stop them leaving. And again, policy owners introduced, this tax cut was given to landlords whether or not they were ever thinking about leaving the market. Mm-hmm. And it was instead of policies, and again, I think this is the important bit as well, it was instead of doing things that would actually act to increase the supply of new housing, which is what we need. And there was a bit of a kind of a, I think, perhaps deliberately by the interest groups, a bit of a muddying of the waters between the number of landlords and the number of rental properties. And what we do need is an increase in housing supply. It's not so clear that we need an increase in landlords, but we're not seeing a reduction in landlords, as it turns out.
The housing minister, Dara O'Brien, said at the time that it was, quote unquote, indisputable that smaller landlords were leaving the market in their droves. There was actually, though, an alternative source of data on this to the RTB figures in the CSO that said, that painted a completely different picture.
Yeah, and again, there was lots of figures going on at the times that just disputed this claim. This claim was, you know, it didn't seem very credible at the time. Myself and others pointed this out at the time, but again, as you say, politicians and perhaps interest groups took a very different view. But we, you know, we had figures from the CSO coming out showing that the number of renters was rising quite strongly. And again, how to square that with the idea that there's this large scale exodus of landlords?
Okay.
And because it wasn't true at the time. What we now see from the great work that the RTB have done is that we know it's not true now. And I think there are questions to be asked then by politicians and interest groups about why they relied on what was clear at the time wasn't reliable data to push through a policy measure that is not going to be effective at tackling the ultimate problem, which is the housing crisis and increasing the number of homes.
So, Senator John Cummins, Fine Gael spokesperson on housing, as Barra Rowentree says, it wasn't true then, it's not true now.
Look, I think it's very important to put this in context. You know, this data by the RTB is very welcome. It's not directly comparable. There is no direct comparable data to prior to Q2 of 2023, because this is a new process of registration that we implemented as a government for annual registration.
No. As Barrow Rowntree has just said, it's a correction of and an improvement of that data.
Oh, it is very important to have that improvement of data, but it's not directly comparable to data sets that were there prior to that. And you mentioned the CSO figures. The CSO done an exercise there only a couple of weeks ago, trying to match the data set between the CSO and the RTB. It was a joint exercise that was done for the Joint Directorate
Committee. Sorry, can I be clear? Because I'm a bit confused here. Are you trying to argue that there is actually still an exodus of small landlords from the market?
Well, what we have seen is in 2023, we saw nearly 20,000 notices of termination. You'll recall, to put it in context, all of the phone calls into radio programmes of people receiving notices to quit and losing their properties. What the government done was a proactive measure to try and retain small and medium landlords in the market. It's clear from the data that we have here that is having an element of a positive impact.
As
a government, I think, Philip, you have to make decisions that are in the best interests of the wider and the whole market, because having good landlords
hang on a second, John Cummins.
Citing a proper functioning market.
Citing radio shows as evidence for a policy is at best anecdotal, with due respect to all of my colleagues here. Now, hang on a second. Let me actually ask you the question. Citing that anecdotal evidence in support for a policy decision really flies in the face of best policymaking when you have good data from the RTB now, which says completely the opposite.
And what I said there was we have had nearly 20,000 notices of termination to tenants in 2023 alone. The data set only goes back to July of 2023. So we did see a significant numbers of notices of termination. What we've done as a government in order to reduce the stem of flow into homelessness was introduce a tenant in situ programme. And we also introduced the tax incentive that you stated there that encouraged landlords to remain in the market for a period of 4 years. There is a clawback associated with that, that should that rental property leave the market within a four-year period, it is refunded to the taxpayer.
Barrow Rowntree, on that distinction that John Cummins is making there about notices to quit, there is a difference, isn't there, between a notice to quit and the property actually being sold and a tenant actually having to vacate it?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that the RTB have highlighted in recent years, you know, that has come up at Housing Commission discussions, is that people were getting notices to quit, being told the property was going to be sold, and then it wasn't necessarily being sold. But also people can get notices to quit.
So the figure might not be as bad as the 23,000 that John Cummins suggests.
It is, in terms of there is a direct impact on the people who are currently living there at the time. But I think that's a distinction, an important distinction to make, from that the property is leaving the private rental sector. Those aren't the two same things. And again, what we were told last year was that there is thousands, tens of thousands of landlords, small landlords, leaving the market, and that we had to give them this tax cut, otherwise they'd leave.
Okay.
And now what we find out is, again, figures which are public, yes, they're not directly comparable, as John Cummins says, but what they show is completely inconsistent with the idea that there was this exodus of small landlords last year. So instead, what we've done is we spend more than 50 million a year now on a tax cut, which I think there is very weak evidence was needed and is not going to do anything to retain landlords, because, again, what the tax cut is doing, yes, there's a clawback, but every landlord is getting it, whether they even thought about leaving the private rental market or not. And again, it's just a bad use of taxpayers' money on something which is incredibly important and could be better used elsewhere.
Let me put that to John Cummins before we bring in Mary Conway here. John, bad use of taxpayers' money. The evidence for this policy no longer exists. Should you reverse the policy?
Yeah, well, I think it's also important to say that the RTB published market research, extensive market research, that showed when we were making this decision that 26% of landlords were likely to sell within 12 months.
Can you answer my question, though? You're actually not. You're answering a different question altogether. My question to you is very specific. The evidence for this policy decision no longer exists. Are you now therefore going to reverse the policy?
No, I don't believe we're going to reverse the policy, because it was informed on the basis of notices of termination, but also market research conducted by the RTB that showed that there were upwards of 29% of landlords intending to sell within a period of 2 years. So it was a proactive measure that was implemented by government, which is clearly okay. having a positive impact.
There are now more small landlords than there ever were before. You're giving them a tax break to stay in the market that they don't necessarily deserve, and you're happy to continue that policy and that spend on taxpayers' money.
As I said, Philip, in order to have a proper functioning market, you need to have good landlords and good tenants. And I want to see the numbers of small and medium landlords remain in the market. While some may say that, you know, they can pass a flippant comment that if a tenancy ends, oh well, the tenant can go somewhere else. We're in the business of trying to retain people in tenancies. Okay. That's what we've done in terms of trying to implement these measures that we've done, and the tenant in situ programme, where a property is sold so that we can try and sustain a tenancy, while also trying to increase all the levers of the state and trying to increase the supply in the market as well in terms
right.
of cost rent.
Well, supply is an argument or a conversation for another day. Let me bring in Mary Conway, chairperson of the Irish Property Owners Association. Exodus of landlords is a word or phrase that you used on this programme and in a lot of places in the run-up to securing this tax break, Mary Conway. Do you accept now that there hasn't been an exodus?
Absolutely not. What I'm looking at is the private rental sector review, which was published just in July. And I just want to quote from that. In September 2021, landlords who had 1 to 2 tenancies were 147,665. And for the same period, December 2023, number of tenancies, 1 to 2 landlords, it dropped to 82,593.
And the RTB has now updated that. The RTB has now updated that. The information that they are publishing today supersedes what you're saying there.
So what I am saying is that I would prefer to do to the private rental sector review with all stakeholders. What's not coming out, and I've just come off the...
No, Mary Conway, can you answer the question, please? Can you answer
the large number of large landlords?
Mary Conway, this is an interview. Mary Conway, this is an interview. This is an interview, and we're going to keep it on the topic, please, of this policy.
I'm asking you. Landlords leaving the market. And I'm telling you, they are leaving the market. The figures that have come in today,
according
of the 100 landlords with a 100, with the RTB figures that have come out today, that have said that there's 100 or more, there's 22% in the Dublin area of landlords with 100 properties or more are the associated housing bodies, which had to be registered for the first time since 2022.
That's a very different end of the market. You're arguing something that is completely separate and shifting the goalposts. Let's just keep it to the small landlords, which this report released today says are actually increasing in number. You're saying, you're still holding to this line, that there is an exodus.
It's not saying that. It says that there's an increase in landlords in the market with the landlords that have 100 plus tenancies. And those are the associated housing bodies. They're not the small landlords.
All right, let me bring Barra Rowantree back in. Do you think that Mary Conway is reading this report correctly, Barra?
I don't know. Again, we can't do a comparison of before and after, because essentially, again, these statistics are based off registrations with the Residential Tenancies Board. Until very recently, landlords weren't required to register annually, and that was the problem. That was why we were seeing this reduction in the number of landlords previously. Figures that Mary was very happy to cite at the time as showing that there's this exodus of landlords. They've now corrected that. And what we're in a situation of seeing is that actually, again, the number of landlords is rising, and particularly, as you say, the number of small landlords is rising. And so that's completely inconsistent. Again, we don't have a direct comparison, but it's the idea that what we were seeing was an exodus of 20,000 landlords a year just before the RTB changed their figures, and now suddenly that's switched to an increase of, you know, it's just implausible. So again,
not the other thing. Let's stick to this thing. Mary Conway, please. This is an interview. It's an interview. I ask you questions. You don't have an unopposed platform to express your point of view here, please. And the question is, you had faith in the RTB figures before. Why do you not have faith in them now?
Because the RTB counts one registration can have two landlords. So the other thing that has happened is that when a Form 11 is being submitted by a landlord for the tax payments at the end of the year, both landlords' name, both owners of the property have to be on it. A property can be owned by multiple people. It's counted as one tenancy, but there may be multiple landlords. And that has come across in the RTB report this morning. So the data is still skewed.
Barra?
Again, I mean, I think you have to just ask yourself, and listeners need to just ask themselves, like, you know, the RTB have done a lot to try and improve the figures. There's still going to be issues remaining with them. But again, what we're being told is that previously, when the RTB figures were undoubtedly wrong, and RTB told us themselves at that point that they shouldn't be used to comment on the number of landlords leaving the market, we had politicians, we had interest groups pointing to these figures saying, look, there's exits of landlords, we need a tax break. And now the figures have been corrected for that error, don't show that. We're suddenly being told, oh, well, you know, there's other issues going on here. I think, you know, people should read into that.
Okay.
Mary
Conway, what this really boils down to is that you used evidence to lobby government to secure a tax break that has now proved to be incorrect. Do you feel you still deserve that tax break?
The tax break was the equivalent of about €11 a week. It takes 5 years really for it to come in. I don't think it's going to keep any landlord in the market. And I stand over my figures and say that smaller landlords are still leaving the market. We know it from what's going on in the street, from tenants not being able to find homes because landlords are selling. So, you know, you can have all the statistics you want, but at the end of the day, this is all about tenants and what is the best for tenants.
If it is not going to keep anybody in the market, should it therefore be suspended?
I mean,
because Barra Rountree makes the point that it is €50 million that could be spent elsewhere.
Yeah, if that's how he feels, that's fine. But
no, I'm asking
million,
you. I'm asking you how you feel.
Small drop in the housing budget. Well, I don't think, from speaking to my members, the €600 doesn't make any difference to anybody.
So you would be quite happy to see a reversal of that tax incentive now because the evidence no longer provides justification for it. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if it can be reversed or not, but I don't think it's going to keep any landlord in the market.
John Cummins, can it be reversed?
Look, obviously all of these are budgetary discussions. It was indicated by the Minister for Finance and the Minister for Public Expenditure last year that the tax credit would be €600 for 2024, €800 for 2025.
No, we know the details of what it was. I'm asking you, can it be reversed?
I don't think we've actually said that. So it's always a matter for budgetary considerations. But the whole point of it, in the terms of the 4 years and committing to the market for 4 years, was to try and retain landlords in the market. And we had that engagement at the Joint Oireachtas Committee. I've always been a proactive member of that committee in trying to get all of the opinions of all stakeholders, both renters and landlords, in the context of the wider sector. We brought in the RTB and the CSO. They've done important work here, and it's important going forward from here that we're going to have accurate data sets on a quarterly basis.
Absolutely.
Which can only be a positive for the rental market going forward.
On the basis of that more accurate, more updated data today, you're saying that you are open to arguments being made to remove this tax incentive for landlords?
As I said, Philip, these are always discussions for budgetary. We have indicated the trajectory of the tax credit, as we have done, and it's important to say, in terms of the renter's tax credit, which commenced at €500, went to €750 last year, and we hope to make further progress on it in the budget this year. So it's not just a case of supporting landlords. As a government, we also want to support tenants for those who want to remain in the rental market and also those who want to get out of the rental market and purchase their first home. And we've done that because there's 500 first-time buyers.
But saying that you hope to see further progress on it in this budget sounds like you're not open to the idea of addressing a policy that now is proven to have no basis in evidence for its justification.
Well,
what I actually said was making further progress in relation to the renter's tax credit, which has gone from €500 to €750, and we hope to make further progress. We indicated the trajectory in terms of the landlord tax credit, and we hope to make further progress as well in relation to the renter's tax credit.
All right. Thank you very much. Senator John Cummins, Barrow Rowntree from Trinity College, and Mary Conway, chairperson of the Irish Property Owners Association.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.